Well, Ben, I'm very shocked to see you still here at Derry City. Big rumours this week that you were gone. No?
No, fake news. Look, it's just one of those things. I went a wee bit mad on social media and a few messages. But I was back in training the next Monday morning, and the gaffer was shaking my hand and waving me off. And I'm sure all the banter that went with it, and everyone thought I was away. But no, look, it's fake news. It's fully focused on the job that we're here. So I'm loving it here, and I fully intend to be here. So people have me signed and away and on a flight somewhere, but no, it's not happening.
Ben, turn your eyes to the game tonight. Another good run out in pre-season.
That's it. It's probably just another getting minutes in the legs, came out unscathed and no major injuries. So I think that can only be beneficial in terms of quality and how we want to play. Probably a bit off yet, but we still have a few weeks to get back into the swing of things and get used to the pitch again. And obviously we'll get back in now this week and we'll get back to work and working on those smaller details.
Found it off through tonight, you get on the score sheet. It's always good to score, Ben.
That's it. I'm a left back, inverted commas, and I like being a bit more advanced, but I've always prided myself on numbers, goals, assists, and that's just my numbers were good last year, and it's just a matter of improving on that now this year, and it's something I pride myself on, as I say, and I have that high standard for myself that I want to go and be better than I was last year, so I'm looking forward to that. And as you say, it's good they get a goal no matter when it is, and you get that wee buzz and get the confidence going.
Of course, it was a tough challenge to you in the first half on Sadu. You all went to his rescue, and it was a really bad tackle.
Yeah, it was a nasty tackle. I think it was everyone's. It is a derby there in Finnarf, but at the end of the day, I think it sort of just got a wee bit over the line, and it's a pre-season friendly at that, and it's about both teams. Obviously, you don't want any injuries. Both teams coming away unscathed and with minutes in the leg. So it was a bad challenge, but I think it was sort of one of those ones where when it happened, the ref doesn't want to take it down to 10 men either, because it's not beneficial to anyone. So a stern word, and both captains sort of diffused it, but we just look after ourselves, and thankfully we all came out unscathed.
Of course, pre-season's all about getting time in the days, as you said, but a lot of the young boys coming through there, especially the ones that stood out in the last few games, with Sean Patton, he's looking good.
That's it, the young boys have came in, and look, you're not going to just get handed minutes here, they're earned. You can't come in and not train well all week, and the gaffer's not just going to throw you in and give out freebies. The young boys are coming in, they're working hard, they're learning, they're keen to learn, and they get their rewards, they get shown on the pitch. The gaffer gives them a chance to go out and express themselves, and as you say, Sean's came in, Connor Barr, Callum McCain, McGinty, even they name a few, have came in and sort of, the young boys have that sort of no pressure where they can just go and let the shoulders down and go and show what they're about. They're not under any pressure, and to be fair to them, they all go and express themselves massively, and it's great to see, because it puts pressure on everybody and it sort of keeps people on their toes that are in the team. So it's good to have them, and it's good to have the options.
Thank you, Ben.